This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk to Fred Smoot, one of our good buddies, longtime terrific defensive back with Washington. And of course, one of our favorite football guests this time of year to break down the secondary with. Smooty, how you living?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I was wondering, did Danny ever think about my offer that I made to him, and do I need to sugar the offer up some more?
No, Fred, it's not necessary. It's very kind of you. Yes, there's been a lot of pondering.
Christian pondering. Although I will remind people, there's a lot of people probably that weren't listening, that Smooty called in out of the blue a couple weeks back to offer Danny the ability to go to a game. At the artist,
like the ultimate VIP package,
formerly known as FedEx. He was going to come get Danny in a limo. He's going to get him into the suite. He's going to do all kinds of nice things, get you down on the sideline pregame. And Danny promptly told him to kick rocks.
That's not what I said. I said I'm a big Fred Smoot fan.
He is a big Fred Smoot
I like Fred Smoot a lot. First of his name.
Hey, you know who I like, Smooty? I want to get your take on him. What have you seen from Mikey Sanders still? He looks pretty mature.
Looks tough.
In the nickel.
Hey, first of all, he's everything that you want in a defensive back, especially when you talk about a nickelback. And think about this. When you think about some great championship teams, and that position always sticks out, and they always got a guy. I had the luxury of playing with Antoine Winfield, one of the better. When he moved inside, man, he was one of the better cornerbacks to ever do it. Then you got a guy like Rondae Barber who affects the game in such a way. I can even bring up Dre Bly if you want to bring up a guy like that. I think everything you want from a guy, especially with his study, habits, especially with his instincts. Well, people got to realize he used to play a lot of wide receiver, so now he still thinks like a wide receiver. He still anticipates anything down in distance, any formation that you pull out to him. He's seen it before. He understands what spot the receiver's trying to get to, and he's playing above his age. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those guys. He looks comfortable. He looks the part. Like I said, everything you want in a nickelback.
So, Smooty, help folks understand a little bit. Obviously, having played the position as you did at such a high level, that adjustment going from college to pro, everyone knows that the game's faster, guys are more physical, things can get more complicated. Why does it take some guys maybe longer for it to click in than others? It seemed like Sanders still walked in day one ready to roll, but a guy like Quan Martin, it's taken a little bit longer, you know, came onto the scene last year, now kind of looks the part. Why does it take some guys longer than others?
I think it has a lot to do with mental capacity. How fast does a guy learn? And you got to realize this guy was with Jim Harbaugh. He was with a pro coach while he was in college. They ran pro schemes because of the Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. He understands what he was getting into before he got here. So, yeah, some of us do mature faster than others. And the one thing that's different about college and pros when it comes to the cornerback position is wasted motions and wasted steps. You can't afford to do those. And some people need time to clean that part of their game up. And now you have to match the mental to know what I can do inside of a play call. And plus you have to match the speed and understand that these receivers will not make mistakes. You have to force them to make mistakes, but that's when you got to also lean on your defensive line, because an uncomfortable quarterback makes mistakes, and that gives us a chance to make plays on the ball.
Fred Smoot on Grant and Danny. Went to Mississippi State. He's a Bulldog, just like Emmanuel Forbes. Now, I don't know what your take is on Forbes at this point. I'm imagining, because you guys are both from Mississippi State, that you're gonna see through some rosy glasses, okay? But I do want to know if that is the case. Like, convince me why I should still have high hopes that he can look like a first-round pick, because it was a rough year, as you know, last year.
I got you, Grant, and I know how to pull on your horse screens also, like I know how to pull on Danny. I'm like, one thing I know. Now, the one thing I know about you, Grant, you love you some baseball, right? You love everything about it. I've heard you talk about James Wood before he even got into the majors. All right, check this out. Well, you know a guy like James Wood could get the yips, right? He could get the yips. Like, he can go on a month and a half, just cannot get right, cannot hit the ball right, and then he gets it. And then the guy gets back to what he's doing. Because the one thing about Emmanuel is, what got him to the league was him making the play on the ball at the highest point. Him being able to transition in the air to understand where to accurately go get the ball. Now, what he's been doing since he's been in the league, if he's right there, nobody's just raw out beating him. He's right there. He's just not finishing the play. And I equivalent that to yips, and that's why I love that we got the defensive back coaches we have now. Because the one thing, the blind was leading the blind last year. Like, he was literally got through out there and said, hey, go check A.J. Brown and make sure you do the best job you can. I'm sorry. A lot of us would have failed in that situation, that scenario. Well, now he got some people that's going to break him back down and build him back up. And they're not going to give him nothing. They won't pacify him. They did not draft him. But they still see something in him that they know they can break. Guy, not no coach with. He loves ball hawks. You think about those DBs that they had in Green Bay with Al Harris and Charles Woodson, all the plays they made. Look at what Dallas did with Bland. Nobody looked at Bland as a top cornerback in this league. They transformed him into that. Diggs, right, do you think it's a coincidence that they put one guy in and another guy in and they still lead the league in picks? Because they need one person to get the ball back. Because the thing about St. Juicy is he's a nullifier. You're talking about a guy with, I think, one or two picks in his college career and pro career. So the guy that's going to get the ball back is going to have to be Emmanuel Forbes, and they need, and that's why he's the project that they were working on, and they're really focusing on scripting at the peak of the ball, playing the ball at the highest point and coming down with it.
How close is he, Smoot? And Fred Smoot with us here on G&D. Like,
I love the James Wood reference, by the way.
Yeah, first of all, great job, master, like a maestro tugging on the heartstrings. How close do you think Forbes is, maybe not being the guy that we thought, but being a guy here?
Yeah. Well, guess what, Danny? He one play away. You know when you make that one play that says, you know what, I'm back, I belong. It's only one play that he needs to make to come in, and I'm hoping it happens in that first game. Like, if you get back into it and understand, then he'll stop thinking. The one thing about the cornerback position is, if you think long, you think wrong. You got to react. We are not dogs. We are cats. The one thing you can't ever do is afford to fall on the ground. Second thing you can't ever do, be behind your guy when you're not supposed to be behind your guy. Understanding where I need to be at, but it only takes one play. And when he makes that one play, he'll come out of his shell and understand he do belong. And I'm telling you now, playing in this defense, this is a defensive back friendly defense. He won't be, how should I say, in emergency mode all the time trying to get out of there. What I want to do him, I want him to slow his back pedal down, lower his back pedal, and start to attack going downhill like he did when he was in college.
Fred Smoot on Grant and Danny. We'll get into some of the other areas of the operation in just a moment. I want to go back to what you were talking about with the coaching, though, because I am very, very much with you that I think the defensive backfield specifically, the coaching last year was not good enough. It's an easy punching bag to swing at, because the listed coach of the DBs after Harris rolled out was a guy whose previous stop was on a high school field who had ties to Jack Del Rio. And now you've got not just Dan Quinn, who did some incredible things, Legion of Boom, all the way back to Seattle, but Joe Witt, you mentioned his chops, his resume. I think that these young DBs, maybe more than any other position group, should be giddy about the coaching they're about to get.
Oh, no, more than Giddy. And guess what? They also strengthened the middle of the defense. Look at the better defenses in this league. You look at San Francisco. Hey, even the Cowboys. I can't hate on the Cowboys. Very good defense. You look at the Ravens. The middle of their defense, the linebacking core changes everything. The defensive linemen, when they make tackles when guys get started. Those violent collisions happen from the second level and the third level. So when you get that second level fixed, that second level causes chaos. Not just in the run game, but in the pass game. Like, they change everything, and you put that in front of a defensive backfield, they stop all they throwing over the middle. It changes everything. It reshapes everything. And guess who's going to benefit from that? The defensive backfield. Okay, what about a quarterback that actually gives you a 10-point lead, and now I'm not playing from behind all the time. Now guys have to come out, and we know they throwing the ball, so now we in pass rush mode. We are in pass go pick, get the ball mode. So it's different scenarios that nobody brings up. Every game we played last year was a close game, and when you're in close games, every play counts. So y'all remember every time every DB gave up a pass, because everyone could change the game. Well, if you can play in a different mind frame and in a different scheme, it gives you a chance to be not good. It gives you a chance to be great, because it reminds me of when we brought London in. Everybody thought London was at the end of his career. Very much. Bobby Wagner is 1 year older than London was when we brought him in. When El Capitan came in that room, everything changed. When Bobby Wagner come in that room, the people that used to be captain ain't captain no more. I got the ring. I'll show you how to get there. Follow me. All right, so that's what it's about. The tone setter. Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. That'll never change.
Thank you, buddy.
You're the best,
bud. Appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Thank y'all for having me on.
See you, pal.
Love talking to Smoothie. Always so fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com